Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Let's see if this thing works.
Yeah.
How does my voice sound?
I think it sounds pretty good.
It sounds better than yesterday. Not good, but I will take it. Yesterday, I could barely talk at all during the show.
Yeah, yesterday I was like real nervous.
I mean, it was a disaster. my voice just went out of nowhere, and it's still like, I would feel like yesterday I was like at a 10%. I feel like I'm at 40%. Maybe 50%. So I don't feel like I'm all the way back, but I'm definitely not at the 10%. I went and bought like throat tea, lozenges. I was drinking everything.
I feel like it's working.
Yeah, quick recovery. Because usually you lose your voice. It kind of like you go through a day where you don't get to talk at all.
Yeah,
and it's hard to parent with a 3-year-old and a one-year-old who are just constantly getting in everything. And I wasn't talking. So I just kept saying, well, let's look for your voice around the house.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, yeah, if you could find it, dude, I will take it. But yesterday we were talking at this time how everyone was falling apart. AB, your back was killing you. How's it doing?
It's doing worse than yesterday.
Oh.
I spent the first night at my new apartment last night, and we put together my bed frame, but I keep forgetting, like, I'm not supposed to really be doing any repetitive motions, and I'm just tightening all of the screws on there for, like, an hour, and then it really started to hurt, so... Mm. It's not great, but I slept there for the first time. I slept on a mattress in the kitchen.
That's good.
Wow.
I won't have my box spring till later today, and we didn't want to have to move my mattress up there and then have to move it back. So I was like, I guess I'll just sleep on the floor.
Nice.
So yeah. I got to listen to the fridge run all night.
Did it?
That was like my white noise.
Was it a white noise, like a sound machine? Yeah, it works nicely.
Wow.
The show is really, really
going places.
We're
doing really good.
Yeah. We're sleeping in our kitchens. We're drinking hot teas. We're going places, people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
You know, I guess Marines always go above and beyond, but 74-year-old Marine John Reichert just went amazingly beyond. He decorated every house on his block with Christmas lights.
Whoa.
I love this story.
He did it for his wife of 53 years, Joan, who loves Christmas, but sadly was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. John said he would do anything to make her happy. So a bunch of people actually helped him out this year, and they ended up doing more than their neighborhood, just a ton of houses. And in return, the neighbors are also setting up a P.O. box where you can send Christmas cards for John and Joan so he can read those to her this Christmas.
I saved this story as well because we lost my mom to dementia and Alzheimer's, and it's just heartbreaking to think about that during the holidays every single year, that they're like the holidays and memories lost, but he's trying to recreate that holiday magic for her, and he will do anything to recreate that holiday magic for her.
Yeah, you can write John at John Reichert, care of Frank Urwas, EWURS, P.O. Box 133, Indianola, Iowa, 50125.
Awesome. If you want to send those in, you could also text us at 314-531-9898. We'll send you the address so you can send them a Christmas card. Beautiful story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Mega Show is inspired by my voice issues that I've been having lately.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather lose your voice for 1 week? Can't talk, hoarse, constantly drinking tea like I am. Or you get the stomach bug for 4 to 8 hours, though.
Oh, no question, lose the voice.
This is
stomach,
what you do,
really,
right?
Hannah? I don't even care that like my job is in radio. I would rather lose my voice for the whole week. Stomach flu is no joke. I hate throwing up. The only one single positive thing about the stomach flu is that you can get a little skinny.
Yep.
So messed up.
It's true.
Yeah, I would go with the voice. Yeah, I hate the throwing up is a terrible, terrible thing.
It is.
It just, ugh.
I thought I was going to be the only one going with the voice, but I'm going to lose my voice.
I think I would do the 4 to 8 hours.
Because it's just quicker?
Just shorter.
Yeah, but no.
I hate the stomach bug.
No, I
Everyone
mean, sleeping on
it.
Your bathroom floor, praying.
Yeah.
Every second
you can. Talk. You can't do your job. You can't communicate. It is so frustrating. Like,
take some time off.
And 48 hours is a weekend. Like, just one weekend, you're gone, and it's done, and you move on.
No, it's not just one weekend. I mean, you reevaluate your whole life when you have the stomach flu.
Do you? Because I feel like no one's made a change ever from the stomach flu. Everyone always says that. They're always like, oh, my God, I'm going to make some changes.
You haven't had it, Brett. You really haven't had it if you're saying this.
What have you changed in your life from the stomach bug? What has your diet changed? You just
no. I really appreciate life when I don't have the stomach flu.
Yeah, I just
so bad.
She goes to Bible study.
She's a completely different person. Also, that stomach. I remember Hannah before the stomach.
I see the world differently now.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how about yourself?
Probably better than my voice, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Michael, we're going to play Hannah's Homeschool. Oh, my God.
Correct.
Wow.
We're going to play Hannah's Homeschool. We're going to give you a chance to answer 5 pop culture questions. Hannah will answer the same 5 questions, and she'll leave the room so she can't hear the questions, and we'll see how you do. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good.
All right.
It does not sound good.
All right, Hannah's leaving. All right, Travis and Jason's mom starred a Hollywood touchdown. What is her name, this Hallmark Christmas movie?
Donna Kelsey.
Yeah, nice job. Ryan Reynolds said the head of the studio said there was one joke that went too far and was asked to remove from Deadpool and Wolverine. What studio made Deadpool and Wolverine?
Paramount? I don't know.
Okay. Britney Spears turned 43. What song was her debut hit that has her dancing in a schoolgirl outfit?
Oh, my God. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Feel like teenage Michael loved this.
Right.
Yeah. Was it Oops, I Did It Again?
Okay. Oh. No, it was Hit Me Baby One More Time. James Vanderbeek is selling his merch to help pay for his cancer treatment, sadly. What is the name of the high school football drama he stars in and he's selling the merch from?
Was it Dawson's Creek?
I'll give you that point. Yeah. I was looking for the football movie, but I'll give you the... who is known as the Queen of Christmas and sings All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Mariah Carey.
Boom. 3 out of 5. All right. Let's bring Hannah back in. See how she does.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. She was outside the room looking for my voice.
I did not find it, unfortunately.
It doesn't sound like you did. All right, so Hannah's going to answer 5 pop culture questions I just got done asking Michael. She's got to get at least a 3 out of 5 and tie Michael because a tie goes to Hannah for her record. You feeling good, Michael?
I don't know. We'll see.
Are you feeling good, Hannah?
We shall see.
I'm feeling better than you are.
Yeah, probably. I actually feel fine. I just can't talk, which is not a good for my job.
Yeah.
Travis and Jason's mom star in this Hallmark Hollywood touchdown Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
You loved it. What is her name?
Her name is Donna. She was the manager in the little store.
Wow, look at you even knowing all about her. Ryan Reynolds said, the head of the studio said there was one joke that went too far and was asked to be removed from Deadpool and Wolverine. What studio made Deadpool?
Okay, I have 3 things that are floating in my mind. DC, Marvel, or Universal?
I will let you know that none of them are correct.
That's right.
What?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
But go ahead.
What is it?
Disney.
Disney. Disney bought Fox.
Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was what? Disney. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's lots of Disney jokes and jokes about how the Disney made like an R-rated Deadpool movie, blah, blah, blah. All right. And then Google the joke that went too far. It was Mickey doing inappropriate stuff.
Oh, dirty dog, dirty mouse.
Britney Spears turned 43. What song was her debut hit that has her dancing in a schoolgirl outfit?
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't realize that was her debut.
James Vanderbeek is selling merch to help pay for his cancer treatment, sadly. What is the name of the high school football drama that he's in that he's selling the merch from?
Friday Night Lights.
It's not Friday Night
Lights. Friday Night Lights.
Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Two what? Out of four. Classic.
Oh, I can only get so many girls. Football questions right, guys. Come on.
You got to get this one right then. Who is known as the Queen of Christmas and sings All I Want
Mariah Carey.
Yes. Congrats, Hannah. I would yell louder, but that's about
it. Please don't. Nobody wants to hear that.
Michael, you got to say this is Michael, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Michael, and I've been schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending today for Keep It Moving. I'll read a headline, then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. We know you're busy, especially this time of the year, so we cover everything in the next 2 minutes. We're checking out the internet for you because you probably don't even have time to scroll. Most popular Wikipedia pages of 2024.
What are people looking at?
So there's this foundation that runs like how many views each Wikipedia page gets. Top five are very political. Number five is Donald Trump.
Okay.
Top three, 2024 United States presidential election. Number two is Kamala Harris. And number one, most viewed page, deaths of 2024.
Oh, wow.
People just want to know who died in 2024.
These are not things that are going to make you happy.
I know none of them.
These are all incredibly positive.
Yeah. All of them were extremely intense and political.
Relax, everybody.
Does your husband have video game brain?
I don't ever want to talk about males in video games. Keep it moving.
Okay. What is the germiest place in your house?
Where?
The kitchen sponge that you clean
everything with.
Everything
with. The scrub daddy.
The scrub daddy is the dirtiest and germiest place.
I believe that.
Followed by your toothbrush holder.
Ooh.
Oh, great.
Good thing I don't have one and I just have mine on the counter. That's probably better.
That might
even be better at this. And then the third is pet bowls. So those are the top three. So just think about the thing that you wash your dishes with and then eat with, and the things that you put in your mouth to clean your teeth are the germiest. More dirty than your dog's pet bowl.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Lonely single men want romance. Lonely single women do not.
Facts. Keep them moving.
Yes. That's so funny. If you know the Oscar Mayer Wiener Bologna jingle by heart, you could get paid.
I don't think I know it.
Come on. I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Because then everybody would be in love with me. And if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, then that really was all I wanted to do.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nope, sorry, can't win.
You can't do it?
No.
50 years of Oscar Mayer jingle contest is going on. You get paid. This is how you do. You go to singtopay.com. You enter your information, then you post the video. AB will have to make the video for you, Kev.
Okay.
You sing the song.
He's got to learn the lyrics first.
I'm going to learn it. We're going to do it.
1,000 people from Instacart will get $50 from their groceries.
Whoa. Oh, all so, right. Kevin.
And I'll share that with you.
Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate. Well, you got to learn the words first.
Yeah, Brett better
keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga show. Nearly 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this.
I wouldn't trust my partner to go grocery shopping. They always forget something or they always get the wrong brand. You just got to do it yourself.
Every time my wife sends me grocery shopping, I literally send her like 15 text messages of like the pictures. So now when she sends me a grocery list, she sends and attaches pictures to it.
Yeah, you just can't be trusted.
And I still have to ask questions.
You know, my wife doesn't trust me on a lot of things. One of them is paying the bills. So I'm saying,
what?
Yes, yes. Like, you know, would actually get all the bills paid on time correctly, you know, balance the checkbook thing.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say do your laundry. I feel like people have very specific ways they do it.
One of the biggest fights with my wife and I is over laundry all the time. Like, oh, you folded it wrong. You put it in the dryer.
I feel like you'd be an animal with laundry. You'd be like, I don't care. We can do the whites and the bleaches and the blacks.
I put everything in, all the colors, whatever, that's what I do. On cold, and nothing has ever happened.
You guys are actually psycho.
Yes, what's wrong with you?
That's what I do. And my wife tells me I'm ruining my clothes.
I am angry with you now,
yes.
Brett.
Yeah. What about AB? She said she's the one who led the charge, actually. She's like, this is what I do. And I said, I agree.
AB is just, I don't know.
You can't, no one can be mad at AB on the show. How is that possible?
She has a likability factor.
I'm mad at you.
That you don't
AB.
Have.
I'm mad at you for the way you do laundry, which is the same way I do laundry. No one got it correct. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga show. Nearly 4 out of 5 married people don't trust their partner to do this.
I wouldn't trust my partner to go grocery shopping. They always forget something or they always get the wrong brand. You just got to do it yourself.
Every time my wife sends me grocery shopping, I literally send her like 15 text messages of like the pictures. So now when she sends me a grocery list, she sends and attaches pictures to it.
Yeah, you just can't be trusted.
And I still have to ask questions.
You know, my wife doesn't trust me on a lot of things. One of them is paying the bills. So I'm saying,
what?
That, yes, yes. Like, you know, would actually get all the bills paid on time correctly, you know, balance the checkbook thing.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say do your laundry. I feel like people have very specific ways they do it.
One of the biggest fights with my wife and I is over laundry all the time. Like, oh, you folded it wrong. You put it in the dryer.
I feel like you'd be an animal with laundry. You'd be like, I don't care. We can do the whites and the bleaches and the blacks.
I put everything in, all the colors, whatever.
That's what I do.
On cold, and nothing has ever happened.
You guys are actually psycho.
Yes, what's wrong with you?
That's what I do. And my wife tells me I'm ruining my clothes.
I am angry with you now,
yes.
Brett.
Yeah. What about AB? She says she's the one who led the charge, actually. She's like, this is what I do. And I said, I agree.
AB is just, I don't know.
You can't, no one can be mad at AB on the show. How is that possible?
She has a likability factor.
I'm mad at you.
That you don't have.
I'm mad at you for the way you do laundry, which is the same way I do laundry. No one got it correct. That answer's coming her way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Am I wrong thinking that what AB is doing is wrong? I want you to jump in and weigh on this conversation because clearly AB and I are going to be on opposite sides of her actions. And you tell me, is what AB is doing to one of her guy friends inappropriate? 314-531-9898. That's the phone number if you just want to call in and say, yes, Brett, you are right. Correct. I think AB is leading on her guy friend, and I think what she's doing with him is inappropriate at this point. One of her best guy friends, one of her closest friends.
I've known him for 10,
15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 or 15 years. Has asked you out on dates, right?
Yep.
She put up her Christmas tree with him and he helped her move.
Yeah.
So he helped her move. She just moved into this new place. 9 million people watched the announcement video of her.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen that video, it's on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show, of her announcing that she's going to move into this apartment building with her best friend. They're going to be like sorority sisters again. And he was the one who showed up and helped move the furniture, put stuff together. Mm-hmm. And then the two of them put up the Christmas tree. I feel like you are leading him on at this point. This poor guy. She texted me that she was putting up her tree, and I texted her back and said, That is very couple-y, AB. So it's not like she's getting new news. I told her this.
This is the thing. So my original plan, I had texted him because he's the only person I know with a big truck. And I had stuff.
So you're using him.
So I had stuff that could only fit in the truck. And I was like, what are the odds you're free for an hour tomorrow just to help me move some of the big stuff? And he was like, cool, I'm there.
You're just, you know, this guy is hot for you. And so now you're just using his desires.
I will say I've been very clear in my intentions with him, though. Like, I've told him I do not feel this way about you. Does he really feel this way about your truck?
I heard he doesn't even own a truck. He was like, what? You need me?
I'll buy a car right now.
Right, he was actually, bought a truck.
So I was going to have him just help me move all the really heavy boxes from his truck to my apartment. And then I was just going to take him out to lunch and pay for his lunch because I owe him. And I didn't want him to think I was just using him. But then he, you know, got there and then we got to my apartment. And I was like, okay, all the boxes are here. Do you want to go out to lunch? And he was like, oh, well, I ate before I came. Like, I can just help you unpack. So it was literally me, him, and my parents. So
how did it correlate to the Christmas tree, aka the most loving together?
I just told the story, if you missed it, on Monday about this time. The Christmas tree is a big deal. Putting up the Christmas tree in my life is a huge tradition for my family. And so when you do that with somebody, you invite, I don't think I would do that if I'm dating someone, like very serious.
I think I have a good excuse because I've talked about on air before. When I first moved in, I literally had a couch and a Christmas tree.
So you felt like it was
casual.
My
parents were putting together the couch and we were like, what do we do? The only thing we can put together is the Christmas tree.
And then baked homemade cookies and then ran in the snow and then had an ice skating montage like in a Hallmark movie and walked around and said,
I just
this
feel
big,
like
bad corporate world,
you
I
don't
might leave.
See it as a big thing. You see it just kind of as a piece of furniture. It's another. Yeah.
No.
Okay. I can understand that from a standpoint of I used to love doing the tree with the family and all that stuff. And then they said I became OCD and they stopped helping me.
To me, it's the same as if I had like asked my best friend Elizabeth, hey, will you come and help me put up the tree?
He's a dude. He has a penis.
What?
This is not appropriate. Like,
I just think he's been so open about how, you know, he likes you and he wants to progress things. And I don't know. I just feel like
this poor guy.
Too far gone. I mean, you guys are with each other 24/7.
He's thinking he's got a shot. If he's putting up the tree, he's thinking this is my Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Right. This is when the movie changes.
Exactly.
She looks the twinkle in my eye. We see each other differently, and finally,
I don't know a more loving act than putting up a Christmas tree together. You might as well get a card together too.
Thinking this is his Hallmark scene. I'm telling you.
I will say though, on Thanksgiving, and because I posted a video of us putting up the tree. And it very much does look like we're dating.
Yes.
It does. Everything correlates to dating.
I got multiple texts from people that we went to high school with saying, oh my gosh, are you guys dating?
Yes.
My cousin asked me on Thanksgiving, you have a boyfriend? I said, no.
So if you want, you said I've been very clear. No, you have not.
Right. I have.
No. When you put up the Christmas tree, the lines are blurred for men.
I think that we missed a major step in the story because she said earlier, she says, I've been clear with him that I don't like him, but he doesn't believe me.
Yeah, because he's confused.
Because he continues to ask.
Because, yes, he continues to ask because he's confused. He's thinking,
trying to break you.
Okay.
What?
Eventually, he's like, come on.
Outside opinion, then AB's friends in the room.
Yeah.
You, our listener friends, you can answer it for AB. Please, God, help her because she's not listening to us. Is what she's doing considered leading on this poor man? 314-531-9898. AB is totally leading a guy on, and we had to call her out for it. It's the Brett Michael Show. We are commercial free. AB has like a guy friend who she considers like one of her closest male friends. And they've been friends for like 10, 15 years. And he's been shooting a shot like, hey, why don't we go on a date? Why don't we become more than friends? We have this close friendship. And she said she's made it very clear, like, I just don't see you that way. I always just want to stay close friends. And then the other day, AB, I asked her how her move's going. She goes, oh, I'm just putting up the tree with my friend. I'm like, you can't put up the Christmas tree with a guy who's asking you on dates and then act like the lines aren't blurred. Like, that's totally making him feel like he has a chance. And she's like, no, it's not. It's just a Christmas tree.
Yeah, and I stand by that.
Brittany, is AB leading this dude on?
Definitely leading him on.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, her services here.
Yeah, she's like, I'm good, definitely.
But I've told him time and time again, I do not feel that way about you. I've probably told him that 15 times.
Yeah, but if he's still in your life, he feels that way about you.
It's because you keep giving him these like,
signs of
hope.
You keep going on these like love date moments.
I don't feel this way about you, but come stand underneath the mistletoe. What? Like, Krista, is she leading this dude on?
AB, I do not think you are leading him on. If he doesn't get it by now, I don't think he ever will.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
He's a dude. He just can't figure it out.
That's a great way to put it.
It's our fault. We don't know how to read. We don't know how to read AB when you say, I'm not interested in you, and then I'm the only one that you ask for your help, and you want me to be your strong man and hold boxes and wear, like, did he do, like, no shirt while he was moving you, too? You're like, oh, take your shirt off. It's hot while we move.
Yep.
Oh, my dad was there. Everyone was wearing a shirt.
I'm confused. I don't know why. He's confused. Gabby, do you think AB is leading on her male friend who she put up the Christmas tree with?
Brad, I think I'm going to have to disagree with that. I think that, you know, we can have platonic friendships, and she's been friends with him for so long, and she's made her intentions clear. So I think it's kind of on him if he, you know, tries to further that relationship. But, yeah, I think she's good.
Gabby, let me ask you a real question about your life, okay?
Here we go.
Did you cut the cord, like streaming? Are you not have cable anymore? You don't have the Hallmark channel? Because just turn on to any Christmas movie on that freaking channel, and this is every single movie ever played out. No wonder this dude is confused.
Right. I mean, he could be confused, but she's made it pretty clear, so I guess if he wants to be friends with her, you should respect that.
Yeah, I feel very validated.
Oh, thank you.
I love this. Right.
Oh, Jesus. We need someone who can get that. Rachel, tell AB that she is really, really confusing my boy over here.
Unfortunately, I believe she is, because her words are saying one thing and her actions are showing another.
Yes. Your words are saying something else, but your eyes and that look like glisten underneath the tree as you put up your white lights and decorate.
I think Rachel has a point.
Yes, exactly. You're saying there's still a chance.
I got 52 years tomorrow of experience of learning how men
Thank you so much for the call. Guys, we're going to come back from Christmas break and be like, so my friend proposed.
Announcement.
Announcement.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Beyonce has been snubbed out of a lot recently, but Billboard Music has her back. Yesterday, I announced how they titled her with the second best album of the year. And now today, they have announced that Beyonce is the greatest pop star of the 21st century.
It's only a quarter in, so it's like 2000 to 2024 is what they're saying. She's the biggest, most influential artist of, you know, the 2000s.
But that's a huge title. You think it's true?
Yeah, I think it is. I really do. She crosses a ton of genres. I mean, she's been around that long. The only other artist that would compete, Taylor Swift.
I know.
Well, she got second.
I thought that it should have been Taylor, and part of me still feels like it should be Taylor. I looked up when Taylor's first album came out, and it was 2006, and so Beyonce had the Destiny's Child era, I think, and had a longer standing time in the 2000s and has done more maybe in the 2000s. I just feel like Taylor Swift, even late surge, might have, I don't know. Like I don't know. I went back and forth. Like, it's either between these two. And if I had to pick a person, the person that popped in my head was Taylor and then Beyonce at number two. And that's what I thought.
I don't know. I feel
you
like
thought it was Beyonce
in her long run. I mean, Beyonce, think of Beyonce in the early 2000s. How popular she was.
I know, but the other thing is Taylor's like, everyone keeps bringing up the cross genre and what she's done, like with Destiny's Child or own music. Taylor kind of did the same thing. She was a country star and everyone told her country will never accept you again. You went pop. And then country like begged for her to come back. I don't know. I felt like she did the same thing. I don't know. I don't think you could pick a wrong person between Beyonce and Taylor, but I do think Taylor got a little snubbed here.
I'm really Beyonce. Happy for Beyonce. Yeah. I loved how Billboard like ran through all of Beyonce's like biggest achievements, like her song Countdown. I haven't like even thought of that song in so long. Her work with Destiny's Child, obviously, her Super Bowl performances. Love that. Something that I wasn't happy about Billboard though was when I was reading this article, like one of like, I think it was like the third paragraph was talking about Taylor Swift. And I'm like,
they,
okay.
They moved in, so.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is Beyonce's, like, story. Like, let's honor Beyonce. And here they are talking about Taylor Swift. It said, while Taylor Swift is the century's biggest pop star by the numbers,
yeah,
from album sales to streams to touring dominance, our editorial staff chose Beyonce as the greatest pop star of the century.
Why?
That sounds like they knew they messed up.
I know. Like, why are you, like, yeah, give her the title. If you're giving her the title, like, if I was Beyonce, I'd be like, what the hell is this? Get that out of my article.
Co-title it, you know? Co-captains, make them both win.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you have to be controversial, I guess, at a certain point. For me, when I think of the artists of the 21st century, I think of Taylor Swift. I do think Beyonce is number two, but I think it's Taylor for me. And
Billboard, well, you're not Billboard, Brett.
But Billboard even said it themselves. Taylor's outsold her.
Yep, this has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Should this dude keep lying to his wife that he likes cherry pie? 314-531-9898. The story is absolutely hilarious. This guy is going viral because he's saying, I don't know if I should tell my wife I don't like cherry pie. One of their first dates, early dating time, she goes, what's your favorite dessert? And he said he was nervous on the date, like people get, and he just blurted out cherry pie. And he's like, I don't know why I blurted out cherry pie. I don't even like cherry pie. So then she made him a cherry pie as like a sweet gesture, mm-hmm, to him. And now they're married, and every single time there's a special event, there's a birthday, she home makes him cherry pie. Oh. And he's like, we've been married for 6 years now. Should I tell her that I actually hate cherry pie, or do I just eat this thing 2-3 times a year? 314-531-9898.
Men. Absolutely, you have to tell the wife. The longer this goes on, the more years she's making, you know, standing in the kitchen whipping up this pie for you, the worse it's going to get. And eventually, you know it's going to come out that you
don't
like.
No. You're stuck. Don't say a word.
Yeah, you eat that pie.
Yes, you learn to eat that pie. You learn to like that pie. Because, you know, here's the thing. As soon as you tell your wife, I really don't like cherry pie, what else have you been lying about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to tell Hannah, you would go crazy
at it.
It's
over.
You'd be like, guys, I don't know if I could trust them. You'd be
at
CIA.
At least I would know the truth, you and would, I'd stop wasting my damn time.
I would feel like an idiot if I found that out, right, after years of making
it. I think it would be
it
funny.
You would, no. Shut up. You would not.
Hannah.
You would attach that man to a lie detector test so fast. You'd be like, oh, you lied about the cherry pie? Sit your ass down. Here comes bad cop. Dim like
right,
lights,
yes,
all that kind of stuff. Grilling him.
I'm not denying anything.
Okay. Do you think this dude should keep lying to his wife about the fact that he likes cherry pie or not? Just let her make it. It's like birthday, and it came up because of Thanksgiving. She made it again for Thanksgiving. He's like, dang it, I got to eat it for Thanksgiving too? You're so sweet, baby. I love this cherry pie. 314-531-9898. Should he keep lying to his wife? Dude has been lying to his wife for 6 years, and should he keep lying? Funny story, actually. It's going viral because it happened around Thanksgiving. His wife made him a cherry pie, and he doesn't like cherry pie, but he told her that was his favorite dessert when they were on like one of their first dates because he was nervous. That's what happens. You're on a first date, and you're just getting to know each other, and I feel like first date conversations are so like surface level. They're like so, mm-hmm, casual. Like, what kind of dessert do you like? And he just yelled out cherry pie. He goes, I don't know why I yelled out cherry pie, but I did, and so I was just like committed to it. And then she was being sweet, and in a gesture of sweetness, she made me a cherry pie. And 6 years later, we're now married, and every birthday, she home makes a cherry pie. Now she threw it in for Thanksgiving.
Poor
She's
girl.
Just making this dude his cherry pie. Should he tell her? Look, I don't even like cherry pie. I don't know why I said that. 314-531-9898. Steph, what do you think?
100%. This is the olive theory.
Oh, my God.
From How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So tell everyone what the olive theory is from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, sure. So on Lily's first date with, oh my gosh, his name is escaping my brain.
Marshall.
Marshall, thank you. Lily was like, oh, can I have your olive? And he's like, yeah, I don't like olives. And so for a long time, up until they got engaged, she thought he did not like olives and that she loved olives, and it worked. They were perfect for each other.
Because
one didn't, one did. So
because
that
in
was the perfect match.
Every perfect match, they have this theory that in every perfect relationship, there is one person who likes olives and one person who does not like olives.
Mm.
And that is so true in any relationship. My wife is obsessed with olives. I hate them. Really? Every relationship. You can't have two people who love olives.
Sarah and I love olives, so.
So you're Marshall and Lily.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Marshall pretended the entire time to hate olives, and he finally came through because he didn't want to be the couple that were pulling a Sarah and Kevin over here that both liked olives, because he's like, weren't they not a perfect couple? Because that's the theory, that in every perfect relationship, there's one person who likes olives and one person who doesn't.
Womp.
And then they realized,
with the help of Barney, they figured it out that, I mean, I know not in the best way, but Barney outed it, essentially, and he had to own up. He does not.
This guy
he
needs
loves the, olives.
This guy needs a Barney. He needs us to
right.
out him.
Yeah.
Or, like we all said, just keep faking it till you make it. Paul, do you think he should tell the truth that he doesn't like the cherry pie?
No, because everything else will be questioned in his life.
Yep.
Yeah. Hannah, tell us.
Just cover it up with ice cream and chocolate and just suck it up.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think that he should. I think it'll be funny. They can laugh about it.
It's not funny.
No. I want says, I like your chicken. And she goes, do you like my chicken? Do you like my
I want Hannah to find out someone you're dating has been lying to for 6 years and then go, it's funny. Wait, I can't wait till that happens to you. And then we're all laughing like, oh, man, that guy's hilarious. He just straight lied to your face for six straight
if
years.
If it's something like light and gentle like this.
All right, Amy, do you think there's a way for this dude to come clean to his wife that he doesn't like her cherry pie?
I do. I think that he could gently say, like, oh, you know, a lot of people love your pie, but if you really want to know my favorite, I really love this one. You
and
know, and it might
she
be
looks at him in the eye and she goes, you told me your favorite dessert in the entire world
you
was
just
cherry
be like,
pie.
You know what? I'm in my gooey butter cake era right now.
So you want him to lie again?
Yeah.
Stack on the lies.
Stack on the lies. The gentle reminder is to lie. Like, hey, I actually like a different dessert more in this era. Like, come
on. What is it, three lies make a truth?
Yeah. Jonathan, do you think this guy should come clean?
Well, I'd like to say yes, but I was telling your person earlier, I've been lying to my mom for 50 years about pumpkin pie.
50 years!
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't say. You know, I couldn't tell him to do something I can't do.
So you've been lying for 50 years, saying this pie is delicious, Mom, and it's terrible.
Oh, damn.
My, I didn't want to hurt her feelings. She made pumpkin pie for me, and I ate it and said it was delicious. And now she makes it every time I see her, and I just have to stomach it. It's a secret my family has. They all know I hate it, but my mom don't.
Yeah.
See,
Jonathan.
If you want to be happy,
that's right. you want to be happy
for 50 years,
yeah.
You lie. That's their marriage advice from the Brett Mega Show. If you want to make it 50 years,
lie
like hell.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to keep it moving here in a second. We're also, you're like 6 minutes away from playing Pick Your President on Y98. Are you good, Hannah? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. You're like all giggly over there, so I didn't know what happened. We're about 6 minutes away from playing Pick Your President and getting hooked up with some cool stuff. What we're going to do is I'm going to read a headline, and Hannah's either going to tell me keep it moving or tell me more based off the headline, or she's going to giggle. She's having like a giggling attack.
Sorry. I'm happy. I love Pick Your President, and I love Y98.
Okay. Tinder's year-end swipe reveals the top dating trends.
Ooh, what are people into?
I just saw you revealed your Spotify Wrapped.
I did.
Everyone's getting those, like, these are what was the hottest trends. This was most streamed. All that stuff's
top
coming
out. Top of the
top. Yeah, at the end of the year. Tinder's 2024 year in swipe report just came out revealing the most popular trends in dating. They said the fastest growing mention in users' bio was pickleball. It grew 148%. People like to mention that I'm a pickleball player.
Yeah, that is really in.
Well, then I'll date you. The other thing that was mostly mentioned was freak.
Whoa!
That would grow 118%. People like to match freaks. That's what they said.
Okay.
Fastest growing emojis on the app, the pink bow, the backpack, palm, and owl was on Tinder.
I just sent AB the pink bow.
Why? Why is that on dating apps? I don't know a dating app. Would you have to send a
pink bow? I don't know. It's like a cutesy little thing.
Oh, so that's why you would be like, oh, I'm cutesy?
Why are people sending owls?
Yeah. Nearly 45% of Tinder users said that golden retriever is their type in 2025. A loyal, friendly, energetic, optimistic person.
Makes sense.
Which kind of describes AB's best friend that she keeps leading on.
Yes.
She's looking for a golden retriever.
People aren't into the black cats anymore.
What men and women envy in each other?
Nah, keep moving.
Sure, like, I don't care. I don't envy. Miller High Life is selling perfume that smells like a dive bar.
I'd low-key be into that. What's the notes in there?
That's what they're saying. So they're saying it smells the smell of a familiar dive bar, the satisfying crack of a freshly opened beer, and this taste of a classic bar snacks. That's what it smells like. It just smells like comfort.
I'm here for it.
See, this is what you need to match people's freaks. Are you into smelling like dive bars? Match my freak.
Match my freak.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Thank you so much for listening to the Brett Maga Show for this past hour. We were rolling commercial freestyle. Remember, giving out those Justin Timberlake tickets at 9:20 when your chance to play Pick Your Present. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
One of the biggest It girls right now just announced a breakup. I'll share which star is calling it quits at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
You guys know I love Sabrina Carpenter. She was my top artist on my Spotify list. I just could not get enough of her. And her career this year has just absolutely, like, skyrocketed and flourished. But with not skyrocketing and flourishing right now is her relationship. It has been rumored that Sabrina and her boyfriend Barry have gone their separate ways. If you don't know Barry, he's the guy from Saltburn.
Oh yeah, I was called Salt Lick because he was like licking stuff up.
I mean, that could be a good title for the movie as well.
She called him Barry because Hannah doesn't know how to say his last name. No one does. It's like
Keegan,
Keegan.
He's in like that Salt Lick movie, and then he's also in Batman too as well, right?
Yeah, so they've been together since December of last year, which is crazy to think about that they've already been together for a year. Is that, I feel like I just heard that they were together.
I'm not surprised that they broke up, though, because they've been together for a year and none of us know how to say his name. She is the biggest artist on the planet, and we don't know how to say his name.
Great point.
Their careers are going in two different directions. Like, unless he's licking weird things off of bathtubs, he's just not the same star level or going to be talked about. Her career is blossoming. She's super busy. They've been on again, off again. Once you get to that point in a relationship where you're breaking up and then getting back together, you know it's doomed. I'm not surprised these two broke up.
A source said they are both young and career focused, so they've decided to take a break, aka she's flourishing and he's not. But you guys know me, and you know I had to do some TikTok investigation, especially when it comes to Sabrina Carpenter. I'm going to look stuff up. And there is some messy rumors going on online right now that actually during Sabrina's last night of her LA performances for her Short and Sweet tour, that Barry was cheating on her with another TikTok girl named Brecky.
Interesting.
And what's interesting, Brecky Hill is the girl's name. And what's really interesting is, like, she's a pretty big influencer or whatever. Brecky keeps reposting stuff about Sabrina and Barry breaking up and the rumors and the scandals that she's involved in. She's reposting it.
Do you think
so? What the hell does that mean?
Well, she might want to get famous from it, but do you think they broke up before? Like, sometimes we don't know if they're, you know, they're broken up, right? And they're like, that's why she's reposting it. Like, guys, they're over. Like, when I was hooking up with them, they were already over with. We just finally heard about it because once it hits the tabloids, that'd be my other theory. Either she wants to get famous from it, being this, you know, the other woman, or she's saying, like, told you he was single when we were hooking up. He's not with her anymore.
Who knows, but Sabrina's good enough. She doesn't need Salt Lick.
That's funny we call him Salt Lick.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. See if he can get it. A recent survey reveals that 70% of men believe they're better than women at...
I'm going to say that men think that they're better at driving.
Think they're better at driving.
That was a great guess.
Great guess.
As in Brett Mega when he got lost yesterday. And he always gets lost.
Or the fact that we're going to have to drive a U-Haul for a bit we're going to do later on this week.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that.
We're going to be driving a U-Haul and we're going to try to put up a Christmas tree in the middle of it, guys. And we need to have a male driver because we're better at it than you ladies.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm going to say cooking.
Cooking
okay. Because of their grilling skills.
Oh, like, oh, man in the grill. Let me
that's
work
fine.
That grill.
You man the kitchen.
I'm going to say they're better at school. Like, they don't have to try as hard. And
oh, they think they're smarter?
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice way of saying men think they're smarter than women.
Yeah.
Idiots. Somebody is correct. According to a recent survey, 70% of men said they are better than women at this. Text in Hannah, Kevin, or AB on who you think got it correct. And at 8:48, I'll tell you who it was.
Mega Minds.
All right, I said someone in the room got their Mega Mind question of the day correct. According to a recent survey, 70% of men believe they are better at women than this. Hannah, your guess was?
I said that men think they're better at driving than women.
And Kevin? I said I think men are better at cooking. They, or at least they think they're better at cooking than women.
Especially
and I said,
in the grill. Yep.
Men think they're just smarter.
We don't. We know you're smart.
No.
So AB's off the table. It's either grilling or driving. And move over, ladies. We'll be the driver. 70% of men think there are better drivers than women.
Knew that was coming.
So when we rent the U-Haul later today and we try to put up the Christmas tree, just make sure there's a man behind the wheel, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Next.
One of St. Louis's biggest and most fun holiday traditions is back. We'll tell you all about it in 3 minutes.
Mega Minds.
It's one of St. Louis's biggest and most fun traditions when it comes to the holidays. 12 bars of charity. It's happening December 14th. It's going to be from 2 to 6, where you can bar up to many different bars and support your favorite charities. Emily Savage is here from 12 Bars of Charity to tell us more about this year's 12 Bars.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me in today.
12 Bars is such an important part of like St. Louis and the holiday season. It's a rich tradition for people where they all get together, go to multiple different bars, and you all represent, you wear a sweatshirt to represent your charity, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is actually the 12th year, so it's 12 years of 12 bars this year. So cool. So we're super excited. Yeah, and it really has become ingrained into the St. Louis community to come out around the holidays and raise money for charities and bring business down to the city, which could really use it. So we're excited.
What I love about it is it's basically like a competition for a team or whatever. So you pick a color sweatshirt that coordinates with a charity, and then you're like competing to raise money, and it all goes towards it. It's a really, really great thing. If you're from St. Louis, you know what this event is.
Yeah, Hannah and I have gone for years and years.
Yeah, yeah. Many, many rounds of 12 bars.
So the color sweatshirt you wear helps raise the money for the charity of your choice. What charities are represented this year at 12 Bars?
Yeah, so we have Jean Slay Girls and Boys Club, the World Pediatric Project, St. Louis Hero Network, Stray Rescue, St. Jude, Make-A-Wish, Missouri, Kansas, ALS Association of Missouri, and Young Friends of Kids with Cancer. So each of those charities has their own color. It's really important to them. Like, they love this internal competition. They're all trying to win, come in first place. Stray Rescue won it last year. But yeah, it's so fun. So make sure you pick your charity that you want to win and get everybody to sign up with you so they can, you know, become the leaders.
And then local bars around the St. Louis area are in this as well. Can you name some of those bars that we know and love here in St. Louis that are a part of this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So our big home base is always at Ballpark Village, and there's 8 different bars within that. They're an amazing partner to us. Mm-hmm. We also have the Wheelhouse, the Midwestern, Patios. And then you hit, we actually added a whole new district this year. We added the Grove, which is super exciting.
That's awesome.
We also have Soulard, which has all the really great, like we have McGurk's and Big Daddy and all the fun bars, you know, in Soulard. So.
Whoa, this is news to me about the Grove being added. That's really big.
It's more like 12 times 12 bars.
Yeah, it has definitely become that.
How much money have you guys raised throughout the years, the last 12 years, for different charities?
Yeah, we have raised over $2 million now since the inception of this event. It's just a really awesome thing, and that could not be done if it weren't for the people who showed up. It seems like, yes, this is just a really fun, cool event. Like, you get to go out, you get to go drink and have a good time with your friends. But it really does incredible things for these organizations.
It really is the best of both worlds. Everyone has their different holiday traditions. So this is a great way for your holiday tradition to be like, catch up with your friends and go bar hopping. And this is where we get our holiday drink. So that's awesome, because that's great. But then it also goes back to a great cause and helps our community. So what better way to have fun, drink, but it also goes towards a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And Emily was also kind enough to give the Brett Mega Show our own code. So if you haven't purchased your hoodie yet or your 12 Bars merch, make sure you visit their website and apply the code Brett Mega Show to receive $5 off of your 12 Bars hoodie. And if you know us on the show, you know we wear these hoodies year round. I mean, this is like our closet is just full of these hoodies. They're the best.
Yeah, use the Brett Mega Show as your code. December 14th from 2 to 6. We will see you out at 12 Bars. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you, guys.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.